Stop number two, the overlook above the Shoals Club.
If you look straight ahead, you'll see where the island's East Beach and South Beach come together. That's the famous Cape Fear, the southernmost cape of North Carolina's barrier islands. They're called barrier islands because they do just that. They form a barrier between the ocean and the mainland. They help protect the mainland from everyday harsh coastal conditions, and they also bear the brunt of coastal storms and hurricanes.
Baldhead Island has been hit by numerous hurricanes over the years, but has been fortunate to sustain little damage. Hurricanes can affect the slope of the dunes, but Mother Nature always has a way to compensate so that the island will eventually bounce back.
Take a look at the point of the island. It's known as Cape Fear. Depending on the time of year, you can spot dozens of species of shorebirds and waterbirds down by the point. That's especially true during the spring and fall migration. When they fly between their summer and winter homes, birds need places to stop over in order to rest and feed. Two species of birds also use the beach and dune area for nesting. And that area is closed between April 1st and August 31st, so people and pets don't disturb the nests.
The two species are Wilson's plover and least terns. Both are native to North Carolina. Their eggs are tiny and are the same color as the sand. The birds lay them in little indentations in the sand with no covering. The parents sit on the eggs, but if they're frightened away from the nest by people or dogs, the eggs have no protection. On a hot summer day, the eggs will simply cook in the sun, or the chicks will become dehydrated in a matter of minutes.
Straight ahead of you is the Shoals Club. It was built in 2004 by the island's developer, Baldhead Island Limited. With its simple design resembling a large shingled house, the Shoals Club is reminiscent of the beachfront pavilions that were the centerpiece of many 19th-century beach towns. It features informal dining, both in the dining room and on the veranda. In the summer, members can enjoy its two pools or follow the path down to the sand, where the club provides beach chairs and umbrellas. The club also contains locker facilities and showers, as well as a small fitness center.